Module 4, Video 4, Herbal Treatment of SIBO. So one of the first things to talk about is actually the diet and the biochemistry of candida and what role does diet play. I actually went pretty far down the rabbit hole with this research when I first opened my clinical practice, and I was seeing a ton of people coming in who were telling me they were doing 2, 3, 4 types of candida diets at a month of time per year. So this really sent me down the road to say, what's going on here? Because it did seem like this was not, say, truly eradicating the disease as if people were continually having to do these super strict diets. And what I found was that the biochemistry of candida is much like our own biochemistry. So just like we have pathways such as gluconeogenesis to create glucose, we can ultimately utilize protein and fat for the production of sugar in our body. Candida is the same way. So while sugar does downregulate things like neutrophil function, and certainly high sugar diets certainly would give, say, candida a easier access to its primary fuel source, it actually is not possible to starve candida simply by avoiding glucose, because it will find another source of fuel such as protein and fat. So we do work with diet for people, but the idea with diet for candida is really just putting people on a very healthy diet, you know, paleo or modified paleo. One of the diets we're going to talk about in module 6 of this course would be a fine diet for candida, just making sure that we're getting inflammatory foods out and we're getting overall refined sugars out. And then if people have a reasonable amount of fruit per day, 1 to 2 servings of fruit and a small amount of complex carbs or some healthy potatoes, these types of foods tend to be very safe for candida as a general rule. So to treat candida, we want to use something like candicidal, an oil of oregano type of product. So with candicidal, we can do 1 to 2 caps 3 times a day, or 2 to 3 caps twice a day. And as we talked about with small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, we want to start small and work up if there's no reaction. Sometimes people can get nauseated from these higher essential oil type of dosing. So another herbal treatment is probiotics. So the Saccharomyces DF, or the Probiomax DF, the Probiomax Plus DF, both with the Saccharomyces boulardii. The Saccharomyces boulardii is going to be very important for the treatment of small intestinal fungal overgrowth. Other options are berbamycin, so we get the berberines, which are very anti-SIFO. Berbamycin, we can use 1 to 2 caps 3 times a day, or 2 to 3 caps twice a day. Again, starting small and working up if there's no reaction. We don't tend to see reaction from berbamycin and berberines in general the way we sometimes do from the essential oil. So berbamycin and berberine products in general tend to be fairly safe, but this is a decent dose, so it's definitely worth working up from there. The Optifiber Lean, we can do 3 caps twice a day if you're using caps, or 1 scoop twice a day if you're using powder. So this is basically going to provide those propylmanins, which are going to be food for the good bacteria, so it's working as a prebiotic. The other thing that's really good about the Optifiber Lean is it is a true binder, so it is able to bind toxins. And candida, as part of its virulence factors, when it dies, it actually releases a lot of acetaldehydes. And acetaldehydes are the same chemical that's in alcohol. So there's anecdotal stories you'll find online. I don't know if these are true stories or not, but there are anecdotal stories that can be found online of people that, say, got pulled over and failed a breathalyzer because of actually having candida die off and not too much alcohol in their system. So I have no idea if that's true or not, but certainly what is true is that the acetaldehydes are a real thing. And whether or not somebody is going to fail a breathalyzer, they can actually make somebody feel pretty sick and not very clear in the head. So using something like the propylmanins and the Optifiber Lean can really help to prevent those type of side effects. So as we mentioned earlier, SIFO is an opportunistic infection, right? So there always is going to be an underlying root cause that's going to basically cause this fungus to overgrow. So in working with SIFO, it's going to be incredibly important that we don't just do the herbal treatment or pharmaceutical treatment and use some biofilm disruptors and think that we are good. So what we want to do is we actually want to figure out why. So we want to see, is there another infection? Is there stress? Is there a low secretory IgA? Are there toxins or chemicals? Are there any of these other reasons that could be leading to a situation where a fungus is going to basically become this opportunistic scenario? And then in the next video, I'll look at some pharmacology. We're also going to look at some of the biofilm disruptors in the next section. The biofilm disruptors, I would combine with either the pharmaceutical approach or the herbal approach. They are definitely, for Candida, going to be very important for both different types of approaches. We'll see you then.